But yeah, I would have felt terrible if I would have watched the news tonight. Like, half of the desert is destroyed. Holy shit. Yeah, I would have felt
Luke's
terrible.
Still alive. God damn it.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Adam Garza.
I am Josias Arabello. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
Find me at Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number 4, the villain. Adam, how are you doing today, homie?
Doing good, man. My day off.
That's good.
So it was good. Nice. Didn't do shit.
Oh, right on.
Hot as fuck, but today, it's okay.
Yeah, actually it was a hot one today, dude. Cool. Today, tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're off?
No, you.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm off.
Cool. That's good then, man. So it's like a solid block
my
for
weekend,
you.
My weekend, yeah.
That's good, man. All right, cool. Anything exciting?
Not really. No, not really.
Yeah, makes two of us.
Just hung out like the weekend after work.
Cool.
Went to my girl's nephew's little birthday Red Robin.
Oh, nice. I like Red Robin, dude. Cool. Right on. That works, man. I did not do anything exciting. Saturday was a lazy day, which I never get to have, and I fucking allowed myself to take a nap, which was kind of cool. I hadn't taken a nap in years, if I don't think, dude. So, yeah, chill, and then football. Lots of football yesterday.
Football was good yesterday.
Lots of good fucking games, dude.
Oh, my God.
Your boy is fucking surprised the fuck out of me.
That's what happens when you fuck with Patriots.
Shut the
you
fuck
talk
up,
shit
dude.
On him. You piss Brady off, Belly throws fucking touchdowns.
Oh my god, dude, that and Cincinnati was playing like shit. And
Cincinnati was 3-0.
Belichick said, hey, if you fuck this up, Brady, your kids are dead, your wife's
Everyone's
dead. All right, man, cool. All right, fuck it, let's get to it, man. We got Twitter shoutouts. This is going to be from off of our last episode, episode 61, We Are on the Same Side. First person to hit us up was our boy we haven't heard from in a while, dude. Spectre_Vision, Jonathan Villanueva. He says, on my way to work, listening to the boys at Comic Syndicate 1, and he tweets us a picture of his phone app with Comic Syndicate. So thanks a lot, Jonathan. We miss you, man. He's been taking a lot of pictures on Instagram lately, dude.
Okay.
He's taking some killer pictures, like beach shots and shit like that.
Where's he at?
I don't know. I want to say East Coast, maybe. I don't know if he's from New York.
New York? The beach shots? So. Bodies in the water? Or what?
Well, I don't know. But the view looks cool, man. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Next one's going to be from at Lupe. Lupe 01219 Lupe Orozco. She tweeted about each of the 18 things that women shouldn't do to each other that we read last week.
The whole thing?
Like now.
She did all 18? Like
she
yes,
did
no.
all 18. And she...
There's a reason why
number
Twitter
one,
has...
I don't agree with this. Exactly, right?
Twitter has a limit on how many things you can write on there.
Number two, and I didn't agree with this either. All she had to do was be like, at the end, just be like, you know what? I didn't agree with any of these.
They were all like, not agreed?
Yeah, she didn't agree with any of them. She's like, some girls do this, but that's not me. This is not... So it's like, dude.
Oh, Lupe.
So I thought that was fucking hilarious. And then today, dude, I just got to bust her balls. No, thanks, Lupe. We appreciate it. But today, dude, poor girl, she hit us up in Google Chat, and she had said, like, I think there's a bomb threat or something at my work.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So they evacuated her building, and I felt bad. Well, I felt bad after this. Mike's like, oh, sorry, Lupe. We're going to miss you.
Jesus.
And Mike says, he's like, well, it was nice knowing you, Lupe. And then I replied, poof, gone, no more questions.
I was going to say, like, what if she's on a message and just kaboom?
I know, that's why I felt bad after I put it on, like, LMAO, just kidding, dude. But yeah, I would have felt terrible if I would have watched the news tonight. Like, half of the desert is destroyed. Holy shit. Yeah, I would have felt
Lupe's
terrible.
Still alive. God damn it. Just kidding.
Oh, man, dude. Okay, next is going to be from, yes, we do. At Gage in Dark Sky, the kid, Gabe, dude. He says, at Mem the Beaner, at 4 the villain, at Comic Syndicate 1. Just say no to slut shaming, damn it. So that was one of the 18 things. So I thought that was fucking hilarious, Jesus. Dude. Thanks a lot. And then we answer back, hashtag not your vagina, not your problem. So that was one of those things we spoke about last week. Next one's going to be from at Piggy Mouth, Cheryl, the lovely Cheryl, dude. She says, check out at Comic Syndicate 1, at Nerdwonk, the Comic Syndicate episode 1, We Are on the Same Side. She tweets a picture of her app with our picture, which was cool. And then she says, survey suggests that women would rather watch gay porn than straight porn. And then she tweets us a Huffington Post link, which we're actually going to go into today because I found it very interesting.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I ask her, which is your preference? When she watches porn.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, at For the Villain, at Comic Syndicate 1, at Huffington Post, as long as there's hashtag big boobs, I'm not that fussy.
Okay.
So I'm down with that, dude.
That's cool.
And we'll go into ours, because I'm curious about that list, and you're going to find it intriguing too.
All right.
Next one, at Five in a Shoe, Lynn, poor girl, at Comics and Get One, at MMD Beaner, at For the Villain, hashtag Not Your Vagina, Not Your Problem. So she liked it too. And then she says, oh, hell nah. She's wearing those pants? And then look at her. Her hair, it's all frazzly. Hashtag Becky, look at her butt, LMFAO. She says, Joe, you do a good girl's voice, LMFAO.
What about mine? Oh, hell no.
The way you put it, dude. So thank you, man. Then she had hit us up on Instagram, dude. The following day, I had put out... It was a national podcast week or day last Tuesday.
Oh, really?
So we're so smooth, we don't drop shit like that.
Did we drop it on that Tuesday? No, we dropped it on Monday.
We dropped it on Monday, yeah. So I posted something on Instagram, and then Lynn gets to us on Instagram, and she says, the things women need to stop doing to each other was a great article. The entire list is exactly why I get along better with guys.
And that has to go with a lot of girls like that.
It's got to, though, dude, because a lot of girls always say that, too. And actually, all the girls that hit me up, which are just three of them, were agreeing, like, that's why I have more guy friends than girlfriends. But okay. You hear that a lot, right?
Right.
That's in life in general. And the next one's just going to be a special shout-out to the luscious Lou. He's Andrew Lewis. He liked us on Facebook, dude. I haven't spoken to him in a bit on Twitter, but he followed us on, liked us on Facebook. And it's weird. He had messaged us something, dude, or left something, a post for us. And on my phone,
on Facebook,
my
right?
app, I saw, like, he's like, hey, what's up, guys? It's Lou, or Lewis. And I couldn't access his fucking comment. So I don't know if you can see it. I think I've asked you before about the Facebook, because I know you added me to the...
to the administrator,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. But for some reason, I'm unable to look that up. So thanks a lot, Andrew. We haven't spoken to you. So thanks for hanging on board with this, man. Next one's going to be at Rightshirt 13, Albert Alvarado. He says, at Comic Syndicate 1, at Mem the Beaner, at For the Villain. I'm surprised to say I am really digging Gotham.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, so I'm digging on it as well, actually, dude.
I really like it. The second the second episode was really solid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I just like all the characters. I like the
so
Penguin.
Far, yeah.
Just don't call him Penguin. The guy's psycho.
Pretty
dude.
Much, dude, Jesus. Yeah. And then you can see how he's getting twisted already, dude, and, like, physically, too, like, just...
But I don't see him... I don't see him coming to, like, to power, like, the way he is in
the comics, right?
Like, he's a badass. He's a... Like, he's a thinker. Like, yeah, he thinks everything out.
And
I don't know.
That's great how they're going to introduce it to or go more into his origin, because his parents were rich, dude. They were one of the top Gotham people, the Cobblepots. So I don't know if they're ever going to touch that or if they're just going to have their own swing on things.
I don't know. He's killing everybody on his way. He's not really good at killing people either. Like,
he's really
like
not,
he has
dude.
The bags in the fucking van. And,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, hey, officer, can you give me directions? Yeah. Pretty much, dude. Next one's going to be at one, your bad girl, Lisa, on Twitter. She's at Comic Syndicate 1. It's not just men that high five. Girls do it, too.
I don't know. So I think guys do it more.
Guys do it more for sure, dude. Because, I mean, yeah.
High fives.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right. And then she says, I got to school. She hits us up again. She says, I got the school to agree to let the kids to spend half an hour of the time reading a comic book or graphic novel.
Wow.
If it's age appropriate, how can it be a bad thing, right? So
send
that was cool.
Send him to Sandman.
Yeah. Well, no, I know, right? Dude? Although those are great reads. And then she says, at Comic Syndicate 1, great fucking show this week.
Nice.
So thank you, Lisa. We totally appreciate that. Next one's a bit. Last Twitter shout-outs are just going to be to our nerdbong.com crew. Hit up nerdbong.com where you guys can find us in the podcast section, the Comic Syndicate. You guys can find the Baked English podcast, the Entitled Movie podcast, Dead Vinyl and Babblefish 76 are the hosts of that one, the Bat Chat at John Cotta. And Chris Erich, well, actually, Babblefish, everyone's been jumping on the Bat Chat recently.
Nice.
Splendor for Stories for Slumber, Nerdbong presents Back to the Toy Shop, The Couch Commandos, The Loudest Geeks, great site for TV, comics, cosplay content. So, yeah, guys, you guys can find us there. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile, and then iTunes Stitcher.
Yeah, you guys can also find us if you guys like audible.trial.com/thecomicsyndicate. Free book, free month, cancel whenever you like. Some of the money comes to us. We haven't seen any, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's banking up little by little.
Banking up. What else we got?
That's it, man. We got actually football talk real quick, man.
So yeah, my Patriots, man. they came out, and Brady was pissed,
mm-hmm.
and he just They ripped apart the Bengals.
Yeah, yeah. The first games in the morning were the best games because they were to the wire, dude. Teams were coming up. A lot of good games, dude. The Saints game, they were down. They ended up coming up, dude. My Steelers won. That's not much of saying a lot on that, dude. Packers destroyed Vikings on Monday. So, I mean, just Cowboys came from behind, too, yeah, in overtime. There were a lot of good fucking games, dude. So,
Did Dallas win those?
Yeah, dude. An OT,
okay.
Dude. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, the picks last week, I won 9, you won 8, Sadie won 10, and Sergio won 10.
Man, that's weird, because I have a pool of my buddies, and I only lost, like, 3 games.
Do you switch them up?
I think I did at the very end.
Yeah.
Like, I had to switch tonight, because we have a football pool.
There you go.
And the only way for me to tie is if Washington wins.
Oh, okay.
This is hard, not going to be very
easy. That's going to be a tough fucking game, dude. All right, cool, man. We can go over next week's picks. So thank you for the monster, dude.
No problem, buddy.
All right, man. Next week's picks, dude. This Thursday is going to be Colts versus the Titans. Take it away.
Colts.
Yeah, we'll sweep that one. And it's funny, dude. Sadie and Sergio got to me their picks last week. We swept 7 games amongst the 4 of us.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot of fucking games. Half the games we swept, dude. So next one's going to be Jags versus the Titans.
Titans or Jags?
That's I'm going to go
Jags,
game.
Dude. Jags are almost there. They're almost going to win a game.
You know, I'm going to go with Titans just so we're different, dude.
Okay.
Ravens versus Bucks. I'm going to go Ravens on this one.
Yeah, Ravens didn't play that well, but I'll go Ravens.
All right, we'll sweep that one. Denver Broncos versus the Jets. Wow. Sweep.
Yeah.
All right. Next one's going to be the Detroit Lions versus the Minnesota Vikings. And I think we're going to sweep this one, perhaps.
Fucking Lions. Dude, Calvin Johnson's giving
He's dead.
Yeah, I know.
I love the guy, but he's nowhere to be seen. He's injured right now, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're still going to sweep the Lions, though, right? All right, cool. Next one's going to be your boy is the Patriots versus the Buffalo Bills. Patriots. I'll go Bills. Just fucking
Brady.
Scratch off my J. All right, we'll go Bills there. Panthers versus the Bengals. I'm going Bengals this one.
I'll go Panthers.
All right.
Make it even.
Interesting. All right. Next one is going to be a divisional game. My boy Steelers versus the Browns. I'm going to go Steelers, of course.
I'm going to go Browns. All right, Steelers didn't look too good against Jets.
They're not looking good against anybody.
Well, D. Brown is really good, man.
Antonio Brown's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah.
He's a maniac. Yes, I agree, dude. Next one's going to be, I like going to bars and wearing my Brown jersey because everyone's like, he's on my fucking fantasy football team. Yeah. He's scoring me so many fucking points.
Pickup,
I love it, dude. Packers versus the Dolphins. Dolphins are coming off of a bye, so they're nice and fresh to get their asses kicked.
Yeah, they're done.
They're 3-1?
I think the way Green Bay played.
Yeah, we'll sweep that
one.
All right. Sorry, Albert.
Albert, go swim.
Next one, I hope this stadium blows the fuck up. It's going to be the San Diego Chargers versus the Raiders.
Jesus.
We're going to sweep
this
one.
Dude, San Diego's like fucking winning.
Phillip Rivers. I hate his guts.
He's winning. They're winning. Oh,
we're sweeping that, right?
Yeah.
All right. And hopefully the place blows up, dude. The next one's going to be Bears versus the Falcons. I'm going Falcons, dude. I like Matt Ryan. I like Julio Jones.
I'll go Falcons, dude. They're a good team.
Sweep that. Next one's going to be, I feel bad, dude. My sister's my pop's team. Cowboys versus the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks are on a mission.
Dallas has been hot, man. Dallas has been hot. I'm going to go Dallas.
Oh, shit. My sisters and my pops are going to hit me for this. All right, we'll put you down for Cowboys. I'm going to go Seahawks, dude.
Shit.
Next one's going to be the Redskins versus the Cardinals. I don't know how I feel about this game. I'll probably go Cardinals. I'm curious how the Redskins do tonight.
Cardinals lost this week, right?
Cardinals did lose.
Where are you going to go? I'll go opposite.
Okay, I'll go Cardinals. Redskins? All right, I like that call. And next one I'll let you pick, dude. Giants or Eagles?
Giants
are on a roll. I will go Eagles. I will back up Sadie,
game.
Dude. I think so, dude, on paper, yeah. Game. Next one's going to be a terrible game, dude. 49ers versus Rams Monday Night Football.
49ers.
All right, we'll sweep that.
Fucking Rams suck.
All right, man.
Sorry, Christian.
All right, we got our picks for next week, dude. And that's all I got for football talk. You got any games you want to talk about? We pretty much
went over. No, we already went over Patriots. That's the only game that actually mattered this week to me. So.
All right, cool. Next one, let's see what we got, man.
We got some articles?
We got one article from Cheryl. It's a lovely, lovely Cheryl, dude.
Alrighty.
Okay, this is what she had mentioned, the Huffington Post article, which is, women prefer gay porn to female-friendly straight porn, says survey.
I like the female-friendly porn.
Right.
Okay,
go for
it.
About, dude. Apparently, women like to watch gay sex more than straight sex. Gay straight sex versus straight. I didn't know.
Like lesbians, right? Not the male on man.
Straight up man on man. And I will get there. Let me know what you think, dude. Because it tripped me out. I'm like, is this what? In collaboration with BuzzFeed, porn search engine Pornhub produced a study examining data on users' viewing habits with a specific focus on what women are looking for. By segmenting by gender within our analytics tool, we were able to generate anonymized data that brings us one step closer to answering the old-time question, what do women want? Reads Pornhub's introduction to the data. Put aside the fact that different women surely want different things, the survey's insights are pretty interesting, if not entirely surprising.
Okay.
Which, is, okay. I'll get there right now, because, again, dude, in recent years, there has been an effort to create more porn for women, assuming that most women looking for sexy videos don't have much interest in the choreographed, sticky acrobatics that men seek out.
Sticky. I mean, it's all guy on guy. It's going to be a lot of stickiness.
I told you I like the squirting shit. Like, I'll search out squirting videos.
Squirters, yeah.
Yeah, and scissoring. Like, it's women on women. Like, yeah, dude.
It just seems a lot of messy on man. I don't...
Yeah.
I mean, sweaty, hairy ass.
That's true, dude.
It's gross.
But I like how it says choreographed and sticky acrobatics. Because acrobatics, that's
the best thing. Like the titties bouncing.
Exactly. Yeah, right, dude. Okay, man. But according to Pornhub's data, videos tagged for women, quote unquote, fall fourth on the list of categories most viewed by women. The top three categories women view are lesbian. So okay. You're right. It was lesbian.
Nice.
The second one is gay. Man on man.
No, no.
I didn't know women.
I mean,
were into watching
guys. Well,
penis.
You know, I have a story on guy on guy.
Okay.
Well, I watched this video. Me and my buddy. Mm. It's called Date Your Porn Star.
Okay.
So they have three guys, and two of them went to go see their girl, the girl that they like the most,
okay.
The porn star, and then the one guy was gay and. He liked this one dude, because he did guy on guy.
Oh, yeah.
So he meets this guy,
yeah.
And I was ready to turn it off, but it was the guy, the performer,
mm-hmm.
sat down with homeboy and told him, you know what, hey, you know what? What's funny is I'm straight. Like, I'm a straight man.
I just do gay porn.
Well, this is what he does, though. He goes, I don't even stick it in.
He uses a stunt cock?
You know, it's soft porn. He goes,
oh, shit.
He goes, when you see the camera...
Mm.
You see me thrust, but it's not in, and the guy just fakes the getting tagged in the ass, and the only way I get really hard is if I have to watch regular porn,
real porn
to get hard. Yeah. So it was like dream crush, dude.
Dream crush. That's
he's
awesome.
Like,
dude.
He was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, well, I jerk off, but that doesn't, I mean, I'm by myself, though, doing it.
Okay, since you brought it up.
Okay.
If somebody offered you the chance to be an actor.
I've done this with my buddy, I've done the same thing.
Okay, good. What was your answer?
I mean, how
we're gonna
much
pay
money?
You, okay, for every video you make, let's say a 20-minute scene, you're behind a guy, you have to be naked, though.
Right.
And maybe your cock might touch his ass just a little bit. Or unless
no, wait.
Okay,
maybe
not the ass touching, but you know, kind of. I mean, actor.
Right.
And let's say you get $10,000 per video for 20 minutes.
I don't think anybody's gonna pay me $10,000 to be naked with another dude.
Not with another dude
or woman.
I would so do it, dude. And then I can dream crush guys too.
That was bad because the guy was like really into it. I would do it, but I'm just saying like.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
It's kind of weird.
That is weird, though. I mean, I guess it makes sense, but
I don't know. This guy—he was a big, I guess he's like a big gay porn guy, and then totally dream crushed him. And I don't know if he turned him straight or not. I don't know what's going on.
Okay,
It was pretty. It was
That's
pretty funny.
That's a good story, dude. I like that. Dude, thanks, dude. Okay, so again, one more time: the women's top views were lesbian, gay, which was male on male, and then teen. Are the what women looked for. Now, the top three searches for men are teen, MILF, then mature.
What do you mean teen? Like teenage?
Teen, like 18? Like the teens? 18,
that's,
19?
Teen is not 18. That's a grown woman.
Well,
teen is like young.
No, teen is 18. Like the youngsters, like the new brides fucking on the block or whatever. Dude.
All right. Sounds good.
No, I don't need no.
Well, because they said teen. I'm like, wait a minute, teen?
Yeah, well, 18...
Like T-E-N.
T-E-N,
Okay,
right. So those were the top three for men and women, dude. The chart below shows the,
I was like, whoa,
the
we're
top
gonna edit this shit out.
Viewed categories on Pornhub. Top categories for women. Lesbian, gay, male on male. Teen, for women, so I don't know what for women is. Ebony, so they like the black cock.
Okay.
Women even search out MILF, which is
nice,
interesting.
Nice.
They search squirt, anal next, mature, big dick, threesome, big tits, gangbang, rough sex, hentai.
Oh, that's anime porn.
Oh, no shit?
Hentai, yeah.
Oh, and then bondage last.
No grandmas?
Yeah, actually, mature, dude. That would be grandmas.
All right.
Top categories for men. Teen, MILF, mature, ebony, so it's men looking for it. Anal, which, yeah, I got like a good anal scene here and there. Lesbian, I thought that would be number one.
I thought
that would
be number one, too.
Gay, ooh.
Where's gay?
Male on male.
Where is that on the list?
And that's halfway, dude. And they're not numbered, so it's about maybe 7 or 8.
Wow.
Okay, and after that one is going to be big tits. So they'd rather look at gay porn.
They'd rather look at bare ass and big titties.
Amateur, which I do like amateur porn. Right. Okay. Squirt, which is one of my topics. Big dick. I never search big
dick. You never search for BBC? Big black cock?
No, I don't do actually. Hentile for men, or hentile.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. It did make the list. BBW.
BBW.
Okay, so that's made the top list. Asian.
No, BBW is Big Beautiful Women.
Yeah. Okay. And then Asian was after that. Cream pie. So which is all jizz shots.
Right.
And then the last one was threesome.
Okay.
I think threesome would be more up on top of the list for me too. So that's interesting. So now bondage falls last on the list for women, but doesn't earn a place in the men's top 16.
Guys, when I used to watch it, I really didn't search out bondage.
I can't say I did.
I don't dig the whole slapping or tying up or.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's I like tying up women, dude.
Well, like hooks and shit, like ropes and.
And I don't have a pulley system. Well, I'm just elaborate.
That's what they do in those videos.
That's true, though, dude. Or even the swings. I don't mind.
No, I don't think swings bondage though. Bondage is more like zippers.
Yeah, you're right, dude. Yeah. Okay. Touche. And it says bondage falls last on the list for women, but doesn't earn a place in the men's top 16. So I back you up on that. Pornhub might have 50 Shades of Grey to thank for that. Meanwhile, BBW, or Big Beautiful Women, ranks 13th among men's top viewed categories, but didn't make the women's list. Women don't want to see big, beautiful women.
They don't want to see monsters.
Yeah. I guess. Where do men and women find common ground? Big dicks. Trip out, huh? Ranks almost evenly among men and women, while anal, threesome, and ebony are shared proclivities among the sexes. Women are overall much likely to watch porn between two members of the same sex.
Well, comedic guy? He's on YouTube. I forgot his name, but he made a joke where he's all like. He's all, you know, we're all, he's talking to the men, you know, we're all kind of gay in some way. And they're all like, well, you know, boo, you know, whatever. He goes, oh, wait, just listen.
Okay.
He goes, you're watching porn, right?
Yeah.
And do you want to see a guy with a small dick fuck a girl? Or do you want to see a guy with a big, throbbing, veiny dick?
I want to see a woman eat out another woman.
Wait, but okay, I'm just saying.
Like, or them squirting.
If you were seeing a guy and a girl fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather see a small dick fucking her or a big dick fucking the girl?
I don't... I guess it doesn't matter as long as she's hot, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Does that mean I'm gay for fucking small dicks too?
No, it's just because you see
that... That makes sense though, I guess.
You know, the girl's on top of them and jumping up, it's not going to work.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
You can't get as much pressure. I guess, okay.
So when you think about it, I'm just saying what the joke said.
No, because now you're making me question
my about it.
Right, dude. When it comes to what women actually search for before deciding on what to view, lesbian triumphed again, following this time by threesome and squirt.
Jesus.
Now these are the top searches for women again. So these are just the top searches. The first one were the top categories. These are the searches. Women actually type it up. Lesbian. Threesome, squirt, gangbang, massage, interesting, teen, babysitter. Oh, interesting. We're going to check. Let me write down that one real quick. Japanese, cartoon. Wow. Okay, lesbian scissoring. There you go. That's one of mine. Ebony, big black cock, anal, big dick, black, MILF, ebony lesbians. Interesting.
Ebony.
So, sisters.
Okay.
Sister. Stepdad.
Ooh. That was albino. Okay.
That was one of them. Stepdad is the top search.
Okay.
Teacher. Okay, I'm down with that. Mom. Yeah, MILFs, I guess, right?
Okay.
Pussy licking. Yes. Stepmom. Interesting. Cream pie. Rough gangbang. Not even gangbang, but rough gangbang. And then last one, orgasm. Yeah, I like searching orgasm. Now, for the men, teen, MILF, mom, stepmom. Sounds like a total guy already, dude. Massage, Japanese, squirt. So yes, casting. I guess casting couch. Yeah, casting, which I do like those. Like
bang the chick
before,
on the couch.
Yeah, before you get into the industry, you gotta suck my cock.
Okay.
So I guess that's pretty cool. Next one: lesbian, anal, ebony, cartoon, Asian, babysitter, Indian. Can't say I've entered Indian before. Cream pie, stepsister. Okay, cool. Teacher. Yeah.
Okay.
Hentai, POV. You know what POV is, right? So you're getting head and you're actually like filming like right in her face. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is also pretty cool. Big ass, French, gangbang, public, and then amateur. Interesting.
My buddy loves the pawn shops.
Pawn shops.
I don't know. He keeps bugging me. Go. You need to type in pawn shop. So the girl comes in and tries to fucking sell something and can't, and I'm not going to buy this shit. But if you go to the back, I'll fuck you in the back.
No shit.
So it's all like regular women getting fucked in the back. Guy has a whole giant camera system and everything.
Shut up.
Yeah. So if you guys...
Porn or actually go to a pawn shop and to get fucked?
I don't know if it's staged. If there's guys in the background selling shit. So I don't know.
Okay. They're still making their deals, dude. Pornhub also ranked categories based on how much more popular they are for women than for men. Pussy licking and eating pussy topped the list by a fair margin. And solo male videos are 132% more popular with women.
Which
makes sense, dude. So I guess that one. Which categories women view more than men? 193% go for women.
Okay.
132. These percentages are nuts, dude. 132% more than guys will watch lesbian shit.
So chicks will watch more lesbian than men? Okay.
103% of women, that's still like fucking every woman out there. Solo male. Which, I mean, you're not, when you search porn as a guy, you're not going to look for solo male. You're whacking off.
Not BBC all the, solo?
Yeah. 102% like hardcore.
Alright. I like hardcore.
I kind of do too.
Yeah.
90% like rough sex. 83% more women than men prefer double penetration. That percentage is high. And we were talking about double penetration 2 weeks ago, I think.
Right.
80% more women over men would prefer watching a gangbang. I love that. You were just seeing it. 77% of women over men prefer bondage.
Mm.
Even, yeah, okay. 75% of women over men prefer a threesome. 56% prefer toys. 54% over men, just want straight up sex. 49% women over men prefer bisexual. Yeah, I like a good bisexual chick.
Yeah, but when they put bisexual, it means men too.
That could be true, dude. Yeah.
They say they're lesbian.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's true. Okay, touche. 39% more women than men prefer big dick. Okay.
So 39% more. So men like it more than.
Men like it, but 39% of women like it more than men.
Okay.
So
see, there it is, right there, the joke.
Okay. 36% of women over men prefer fisting videos.
Oh, I don't like fisting. It just doesn't look right, bro.
Gaping hole. Like a gaping fucking...
Like fucking fist in there and then pulling it out and everything comes out.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah. Oh, shit. 34% of women over men prefer an orgy. Watching. Now, these are all just watching. When it comes to viewing and searching habits, why are women so sapphically inclined in an age when your average porn video could easily be mistaken for a dirty CrossFit session? It may feel like heterosexual porn bears little resemblance to the sex that people actually have or even want to have. The hardcore offerings are often alienating at best and degrading or deeply misogynistic at worst. Oh, yeah, it's porn.
Oh, it's fucking fantasy.
It's porn, I know, right? Yeah, perhaps women are less able or willing to suspend their skepticism that a woman could actually enjoy some of these acts, much less get turned on by them themselves.
Okay.
Kind of a cop-out.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does determine what gets a woman off? In a 2008 study in which participants were hooked up to a machine that detects arousal, heterosexual women had a stronger sexual response to images of naked women in certain poses than naked men. Okay, so it turns them on, which is cool. Dr. Meredith Shivers, the Queen's University professor who conducted the research, told the New York Times that it matters less who is having sex, but how sensual they appear as they are having
it. I see that. The thrusting in their face and their noises.
And women can just get in, they just look sexier already, and they have better curves than guys, so if a guy just sits there compared to a woman sitting there, it just looks sexier.
Well, I mean, yeah, in our point of view, yes. But
yeah.
In other ones, yeah.
Yeah, touche. Women physically don't seem to differentiate between genders in their sex responses. At least heterosexual women don't. Chivers told the New York Times, for heterosexual women, gender didn't matter. They responded to the level of activity.
Okay.
Indeed, female-friendly porn, with its attempts to portray an emotional connection and mutual pleasure in order to appeal to women's desires, has largely failed to seduce their target audience away from the mainstream sites.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. It may be that lesbian porn simply makes a more convincing case that two people or more involved are legitimately interested in making each other feel good. It's porn again. As E.J. Dixon at the Frisky notes, palatable girl-on-girl action is far easier to find than female-friendly porn. Huh.
Say that again?
Okay.
So what is it?
Girl-on-girl action is far easier to find than female-friendly porn that actually portrays the type of authenticity its creators think women want. What is female-friendly porn,
though? I don't know what that is.
I'm going to have to... Okay, I'll check it out, and I will come with
an answer. I saw another thing where, like, it was like an all-girl-on-girl video cast.
Love it. Yeah, I love those.
And the guys all like, it's not as easy as you think, because you got like eight women in one room, and a fight broke out.
Of course, they're women.
Yeah, so they start fighting, and he's like, Jesus Christ, why can't you guys just eat pussy and just go home? All you fucking bitches, get out of here. So it was bad. It was a bad fight, too. It was crazy.
That's awesome, dude. Okay, the inclination towards gay male porn may reflect the same aversion to the choreographed, messy heterosexual affairs, often produced by men for men anyway. Which is your point, where there's no women, there's no exploitive sexism. Interesting. The Pornhub insights contribute to a growing body of research into what turns women on. Porn-watching habits have revealed themselves to be as fluid as sexuality itself. To whatever extent women's preferences are different than men's, they are neither predictable nor universal. So, okay.
That's pretty good, interesting article. I like that.
So the women that do watch porn, like, they like it as much as we do, and they prefer the hardcore shit, too.
Hardcore bondage. I didn't see any BMWs in there. You know what BMWs is?
Didn't you just say that?
No, BMWs.
Oh, you mentioned this before.
Fucking...
Like, episode 16.
Big Mexican wiener, dude.
Oh, yeah. We don't have big cocks. I think we have average-sized cocks.
It's all right, dude. As long as
I prefer, you know...
Well, I mean, what was that one guy? Well, I think we had an article way back where the guy had, like, a 13-inch...
Oh, and he was crying.
And he was like, I can't have relationships. Every girl I fuck... dies.
Dude, if I had a big cock, dude, I would fucking walk around fucking nude 13 all the
inches,
time.
Dude?
Flaccid? Fuck yeah.
I don't know, man. The guy had no dates. He can only do movies.
That's true.
No girl wants a fucking 13-inch dick in them, dude.
Yeah, okay. Well, fucking do porn and fucking fuck those bros.
Bro, the guy cannot have a relationship... A serious relationship ever. He's fucking...
Find one of those gaping asshole broads.
Dude. I don't know, asshole. Man. 13 inches.
That's true,
though. You can't even wear underwear, dude.
That is true, dude. Well, okay, that's true. Okay. Oh, give me a quarter of the 16 inches, maybe. But, okay, man. Fuck it. That's all I got to do. I just want to add on.
No, that's
That was
it.
Not a bad article, right?
That was a good article.
So, Cheryl Piggy Mouth Saint, thank you so much, homegirl. We love you. So, thanks for that article, dude. That's all I got, man.
So you got for this week. All right, we're going to go ahead and do some comic news and reviews after this break.
Yep, yep.
Hey, this is Joe Quesada from San Diego Comic-Con. You're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Declan Shalvey, artist of Moon Knight for Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back, and we got some comic news.
Comic talk, yes we do.
So what we got, my friend?
Okay, dude, I came across these of the past few days, last week and a little bit of this week as well. Well, it's Monday, so today. Not a lot really going on. Peter David reveals all new X-Factor is going to get canceled with issue number 20.
I knew that shit was going to cancel.
We called it, dude. I love Gambit. To see Gambit on a team, I wasn't liking the way Peter Day was writing it straight up.
The art's not even like, I don't even like the art in that.
Nah. So. And I was a big New Mutants fan, so to see Warlock back was cool. I don't like the way either using Warlock in there.
20 issues. So that's an okay run, because look at Thor's 25.
That's true.
So.
Okay. Next one, dude. Preview. Marvel paints the town red with Axis Carnage number 1. It's going to be a 4-issue arc. Everything that happens in Axis, a lot of good guys are going to get put in a situation where they're going to turn, and vice versa with the villains. Carnage is going to become a somewhat hero, I guess, kind of like Deadpool.
Really?
Happened to come across.
Like a Venom? Like how Venom became
kind
a good
of
guy?
Pretty much, dude. Yeah.
I mean, have you read a good Carnage book? I haven't read
it. You know
it.
What? Maximum Carnage, when we first came out, were fucking sick, dude.
Was it? Okay.
Because yeah, Spider-Man and Venom had a team up after that for a while. But Cletus Kasady, I do like. I'm a huge villain guy, so Cletus Kasady was just a fucking psychopath. So I read Superior Carnage, and that one was written pretty lousy. So I don't know if I'm on board. It is a 4-issue arc, though, so.
Who's writing it?
This one is going to be Rick Spears and German Peralta.
Rick Spears, he writes, I know what he writes, he's another good Marvel writer.
Yeah.
Okay, next. I'll check it out.
Cool, alright. Next one's going to be Gotham Finds Its Two-Face. Masters of Sex actor Nicholas D'Agosto has been cast as reoccurring Gotham character Harvey Dent, better known as Two-Face.
Okay.
Do you know who Homeboy is?
No, I don't.
Alright, guys, so if you guys know Nicholas D'Agosto, he's going to be Two-Face now, guys, Harvey Dent. Next one's going to be exclusive. It's going to be Marguerite Bennett joins Nightcrawler to mourn Wolverine. So the current Nightcrawler one, starting number 7, it's written by Chris Claremont and Marguerite Bennett. So
Claremont has been dropping the ball. He's a little old. I think we mentioned this like last
on
week.
On Google Chat,
yeah.
We were talking to Gabe, and Gabe's the old school comic cat. So it was good. Even Mike, the four of us were chatting for a while, dude. I love that Google chat.
If you guys want to join our group chat, just hit us up, PM us.
Yeah.
DM we always us. Talk all day about this stuff.
Yeah, the random shit, and then we find out their buildings are going to blow up and shit like that.
Loops, we're just kidding. That was a joke.
That was total joke, Loop. Next one's going to be Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix no longer in Doctor Strange talks with Marvel.
Oh, okay.
So they had announced it briefly, and there was a quick talk after that with Ethan Hawke possibly being Doctor Strange.
You know, Doctor Strange right now in the comics, he's one powerful motherfucker right now. He took his whole... he lost his whole soul.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah.
For the new Avengers right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's a madman right now.
So, I like Joaquin Phoenix. I could see Joaquin Phoenix as a Doctor Strange. I can see an Ethan Hawke, though. I do like Ethan Hawke.
Who's Joaquin Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix, Walk the Line.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Johnny Depp, I like the picture of Johnny Depp. That's a good picture.
Everyone's looking good, so, I mean, I think they can pull it off for Marvel, but Joaquin Phoenix is out. Next one, Deadpool to exist within the X-Men cinematic universe. So, Fox owns Deadpool. Simon Kinberg reveals that the Merc with the Mouth fits into Fox's overall plan for expanding franchise.
Anything from Fox, like Fox Studio, like they do X-Men and they do Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
They're not great movies.
You know what? The Days of the Future Past picked up a lot and swept everything under the rug.
That's
so
true.
Now, Wolverine Part 1 sucked. Dick Wolverine.
Oh,
Origins.
My God. That was one of our first episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the second episode. Yeah. You guys go back. We talked so much shit on that movie.
Yeah. So, terrible. And, okay, if they get, what's his face, to be Deadpool again, because the cut snip they showed that came out a while back, those were good. A good Deadpool, like.
Reynolds, right?
No. Oh, yeah, it was Reynolds. Yes, I'm sorry. Reynolds. That was dope, dude. So now they're going to fit him into the universe. So how they're going to make it work, I don't know. Because now are they going to scratch Deadpool being in Wolverine Origins? Because that was a shitty-ass Deadpool.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so just thought that was something we're talking about. Next one, final issue of Fantastic Four, listed for 2015.
God, man, they keep... I mean, right now, the it's getting interesting in the run right now.
Yeah.
I like it. I didn't like it when it came out, but I'm on that binge. I went to, like, 1 through 10.
Yeah.
And I like it. I read the annual.
And
actually, I didn't like the annual, actually.
Okay, cool. You guys didn't even mention that, dude. Now, this one was in a solicitation for the distributor Hatchet. And they asked Marvel, Bleeding Cool asked Marvel, so how do you feel about the solicitation? Like, this is going to be the last issue. It's like, we cannot comment.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to play,
they
don't know
Marvel
what's going on.
Marvel,
okay.
Yeah. Next one is Tony Daniels takes Slade Wilson to solo in Deathstroke number 1.
They had a Deathstroke run. It didn't do very well.
It didn't. I do like Tony Daniel, his art, his writing. He's finally becoming a writer, dude, for as long as he's been drawing. And I was a big fan of his when he was doing X-Force with, actually, after Rob Liefeld, it was Tony Daniel and Kevin Conrad doing X-Force for the time. And then that's when Todd McFarlane got the same team to go over to do Spawn.
Oh, okay.
So they were the other team that was doing
Spawn. I mean, I can see Deathstroke getting big because of the TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I'll check out number one.
I will definitely do the same, dude. And then the last one, I got this one today. Marvel announces Unbeatable Squirrel Girl ongoing series. Oh, I saw that,
dude. Do we really care?
Okay, she came out in... When the fuck did she come out? I will tell you guys right here, dude. She came out in 1992. I don't know who the fuck this broad is.
She's like fucking Frodo running around, dude.
Okay.
I don't know.
A lot of people got fucking ecstatic over this.
All wet over this.
And I don't see it. And the cover, she was on top of fucking all the villains. And I don't know anything about her. I don't know a goddamn thing about this bitch. I don't know. She sounds like a terrible creature. Her magic power, her mutant powers are...
It's eating nuts.
Pretty much, dude. And it says she's taken out the top fucking villains in the Marvel
universe. It's one of those stupid fucking comics.
I give it not as long a run as X Factor. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, so that's all I got for comic news. May I go for it? All
right, so we did some books this week.
Yeah, comic news.
I'll start off with... I'll do Captain America real quick.
Yeah, go for it, dude.
This is the last one. I think it's number 25, I think.
Yeah, Captain America number 25.
And I didn't like it. I hated it. I mean, I liked the run. This looked very rushed.
Yeah.
This looked like, you know what, Remender, you need to finish it up next week. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's just everywhere. You know, we got Zola. She's, you know, her dad's trying to convince her to come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, fuck these guys. You know, they don't like you. I love you. Come home with me.
Yeah.
And she says, fuck you. I'm out of here. They're my friends. You know, you're a piece of shit. So she takes off. We got Falcon. You know, was there an issue before this one? Because I don't remember. I didn't remember the aftermath.
I thought you were reading Captain America.
I thought I read 24.
You know what? I think I read it in the store or in the shop. There was a bomb or a nuclear explosion. So what happened in Avengers happened in this comic where Falcon takes the atomic bomb and then fucking he comes dropping down and somebody saves him like Hulk did to fucking Iron Man.
The last thing I remember is that they had to fight the bad fucking Avengers, like the mutated Avengers. And then I didn't know what happened after that.
Yeah.
So I guess, like you said, Falcon fucking sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
Went up there. He's still alive, obviously. You know, everyone thought he was dead. We got, you know, Jet, after telling her dad to take a hike, is accused of working against the Avengers. So they kind of turn on they turn on her.
That was interesting, yeah. Because she felt sincerely bad
For Falcon, because weren't they banging?
Yeah, I think they were banging.
They quickly turn on her, she's like, you know what, fuck that. Mm-hmm. Takes off with her dad, Zola.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, that's half the book.
Yeah.
Real quick, boom, boom, boom. Fuck your brother. Doesn't even talk to her brother. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So she takes off, and then we have this big gathering of 1,000 fucking Avengers.
Yeah. So if this was if there was any time to kill the Avengers in one shot, this was
exactly.
It.
I was thinking maybe there could be a bomb. Maybe Red Skull might have something up its sleeve.
Like the Chargers Raiders game.
Oh shit! So you know what? It's cheesy. He comes out strutting his Captain America suit with the wings.
Yeah.
And you can't be Captain America without a shield. So old man Cap.
Yeah.
Gives him the shield.
So he's the new Captain America.
That's it. I mean, once you have the shield, you're new Captain.
I wrote down terrible potluck dinner introducing Sam Wilson Falcon as Captain America.
Cheesy jokes.
Everything was terrible. It was written bad.
Cheesy jokes.
The Remender can write. This was bad.
We at the very end we kind of see what's gonna happen in the all new Captain America. We got Hydra giving a special meeting to two of what they can reshape Falcon.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, we couldn't control Cap.
Yeah.
But maybe we could fuck around with Falcon. Like I said, this issue kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Felt badly written and at the end of a great series.
Yeah. Okay. I like the way you put that at the end, dude. And then we find at the end of the comic, too, somebody is working with Hydra. That it looks like somebody that was at the Avengers potluck.
The party, yeah.
Yeah, so that's interesting. That was probably the best thing about it. I didn't like it at all.
Nah, it was terrible.
Cool. Alright, cool. Alright, I'm gonna go with... Ooh. Okay, I'm gonna hit just Grayson number 3. I really liked this one, dude.
You came in and said you hated it.
No. I said it was good, but not enough to keep me hooked.
Okay.
Like, I really sincerely like this one, but I don't think it's gonna hold up, dude. So pretty much what happens, it starts off with a guy holding a gun at some random fucking old man. He ends up killing him straight up. So then it goes to the place where Dick Grayson is. with his new crew.
Okay.
His new spy agency. And they're talking about the guy who just murdered Homeboy on the chair. So his origin is pretty much somebody broke into their house, killed his fucking kids in front of him.
Jesus.
Cut out his eyes.
Okay.
And when whoever came across him next, they worked on his eyes and gave him guns. So to the point where his gun barrels, like, he can, those are his eyes. So
kinda,
we can actually
like,
see. Kind of
like Death, what's that sniper guy with the DC sniper guy? Deadshot?
Deadshot, yeah.
Kind of like that?
Okay. Kind of like that, dude. So that's pretty much what it is. They want, now this agency wants to go after this cat. They send Dick Grayson to go after him, dude. And he's in talks with three other people who are helping him out. Now, Agent 37 is what fucking Nightwing is now, or Dick Grayson. He's taking the guy on himself one-on-one, dude. Nice. Tackles him out. They jump off a building, or they're falling off a building. Nightwing's Dick's fucking last wing shit, which he does. They end up on top of a fucking building. Dick, they're literally holding guns at each other. Fucking, it's a showdown now, fucking Dick and fucking Homeboy, which they call him Two Guns.
Okay.
Two Guns fucking confronts him. He's about to blast him. And then what happens is his team comes in and tries to save the day, dude. So one of the guys comes, literally shoots fucking Dead Gun, and he saves Dick. Hit one of his boys. They get the fuck out of there.
Okay.
They chew him out. You fuck up the whole mission, Dick. We fucking, if we would have gone in as a team, you try to be a hero and fucking
try to be Batman.
Pretty much.
You know.
So just interesting, dude. Dick Grayson is fucking taxing one of the broads, course. Like he does.
Of course.
Like you do. So, he takes it upon himself again to... Nightwing doesn't want to kill people. Like, they're like, you had him dead to rights, you should have just fucking killed him. He's like, that's not the way I operate.
Right.
Well, you gotta learn how to operate like we do.
Even though his homeboy just fucking straight up smoked the guy.
Yeah. Okay. Now, they shot Two Guns, he didn't die. Because the next cut snip we see on top of a building is a school with kids, and this guy's holding... his guns out.
The guy that was supposed to be dead.
Yes.
Okay.
That they just shot Two Guns. And it is Two Guns. Now, Dick comes to him as a man, not in his gear. He's just like, dude, you know, so I found out that those are one of your boys down there. And it's just a trippy fucking panel because it looks like a guy, a psychopath, is going to mow down kids, but he's seeing what's going on. So
okay,
it was interesting.
Figuring it out, okay.
And Dick comes up to him as a man. He's like, dude, we can help you, man. It's like, I know you still have your eyes. We need your eyes for our organization. He talks to him as a man. And he's like, dude, once we figure it out, we can figure out how to get your kid back.
Okay.
He's like, okay, cool. Here are my eyes.
Talks him
Here's
down.
The box. Totally. And then snipe, bang.
I love
fucking
it.
His crew, the chick he was banging, fucking snipes fucking Two Guns.
Now, was she trying to hit him or did
no,
they
No, she did. Pretty much women being women. So she shoots Two Guns. Two Guns goes down. And then Two Guns, with his last fucking breath, is able to shoot Homegirl.
Oh, smokes her, dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she needed to continue the mission still. Homegirl dies. Two Guns is dead. And now Agent 37 Dick is like, feels weird because now he's in a situation where it's like, bitch, it didn't have to end like this.
Right.
It was interesting. I like this one over fucking a majority of... Well, there's only been two so far, dude. But it was good, dude. It was probably the most interesting Grayson I've read, dude. But again, I think I'm off board.
So okay.
I thought it was good enough to talk about, but I don't know, dude. If I could see more of Two Guns, I would definitely be on board, but they killed him, so there goes that.
I read Death of Wolverine really quickly. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all comic, Kitty owns Deathstroke. Like, bad. Like,
yeah.
Rips her fucking... She phases in...
Which was pretty cool.
Pretty
dude.
Cool.
There's
rips
a
up
fight
her
scene,
hand.
Yeah.
Wolverine's just having a bad year, man. The guy's just getting fucked up everywhere.
Yeah, he's got a hangnail, dude. He's got fucking...
He's just getting fucked up. Even turning to his own claws on himself. He was even thinking about, like, suicide, killing himself. This gauntlet of assassins crossing his mind. Kitty has been taken by... We think it's Kitty, but we find out it's not Kitty. Mm-hmm. It's by a villain... Ogun? I don't know.
Oh, Ogun. Yes, Ogun.
She's like a... Oh, it's a guy, right?
With the demon mask,
demon
right?
Mask,
the devil
yeah.
mask, yeah.
That wants to turn Wolverine for a bounty. And, you know, it's pretty lucky that they need him alive because he would have died a long time ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
They need him dead or alive. Kitty's fighting to gain control. And we find out that Abraham Cornelius?
Cornelius.
Is behind the whole fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And tracks Ogun and lets him go to save the body. you know, he was entered. Like, I guess
Ogun can jump from body to body.
Yeah, so pretty much. That's pretty much of the, you know, that's all I had for that comic.
Yeah, I like the Kitty Pryde, the way she fucked up and kind of just destroys Lady Deathstrike's fucking hand, dude.
When like, when they're scamming it up, I was like, damn, he's gonna get some kitty pussy. And it was Ogun.
And it was Ogun. Shit, dude. So right?
That's Death of Wolverine 3.
All
right. It's all right. There's one more to go.
All right, cool. Okay. Mine was gonna be, next one's gonna be Uncanny Avengers, dude, March to Axis. This is Uncanny Avengers, another Rick Remender title. This one was actually good. Rick Remender is the writer. Daniel Acuña is the artist. This one's very cool, dude. It deals with how Magneto ended up in Genosha in Magneto number 10, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It so happens, excuse me, the issue prior to this, Rogue, Scarlet Witch, and Havoc end up going to Genosha 2. They get captured by the Red Skull.
Is this takes place right after number 10, or is it before?
No, this happens after.
Right after.
Yeah, because okay. What happens right after now, how they broke Magneto out.
Yeah.
So they're all together, but now Red Skull is using his telepathic abilities, Xavier abilities, to mind wash Havoc, Scarlet Witch, and Rogue.
Jesus.
They're with Magneto now, and he's like telling Magneto, like, just take off the fucking helmet, dude. Like, you can't do anything. Your powers are fucking gone. He literally shoves his face in the fucking mud, and then what Red Skull didn't know is he.
He fucking juiced
took
up.
Took the HGH, yeah, dude. He or up. HG, not MGH, right? So, literally fucking yoked himself up. Wakes up fucking Havoc, wakes up Scarlet Witch, wakes up Rogue, and they start scrapping, dude. So, Red Skull's crew versus these four with Magneto powers, now he's able to use. It's a nice little scrap, dude. Ahab's on this team, too, dude, which is nice to see Ahab, dude. I'm just a villain cat anyways. So, he's talking shit on Rogue, like, I'm from the future. And he's talking shit to Rogue. I just love the shit he's telling her. Like, you know, I love killing each one of your family members in the future. And he's like, you know, the coolest thing about right now is I get to do it all over again. And he's kicking her ass, dude.
Right.
So just the way he's talking her down is fucking nice, dude. Everyone's taking care of their guys for the most part. Magneto ends up going fucking nuts. He's gonna fucking literally punching the shit out of Red Skull.
Dude. Nice.
Everyone's like,
punching Xavier out of him?
Pretty much, dude, yeah. So it's just gnarly, because, I mean, Magneto has a right to hate fucking Red Skull.
Right, his buddies, he put part of Xavier's brain inside him.
Yeah, so now Scarlet Witch, Havoc, and fucking Rogue, well, actually, Rogue got her ass kicked, they're trying to talk Magneto down, like, dude, we don't, like, don't go too far. Wraps up fucking Scarlet Witch with a fucking steel fucking pipe. And then fucking, he's literally just beating down fucking Red Skull. Grabs some bricks, fucking smashes his head in straight up.
Oh, shit, nice.
Straight up. Kills him. Scarlet Witch is like, no. And the interesting thing about Scarlet Witch, the way she's taking it, she's like, I was always scared of my fucking dad.
Well, yeah.
And this is why I'm fucking scared of him. Now, as Magneto literally bashes his head in, it looks like that was the final moment that triggers fucking the reincarnation of Onslaught.
Let me see the picture. Oh, which nice. Looks
pretty sick, dude. So, I like it, and he's all fucking ginormous, dude.
So Octopus is like the Hydra, right?
Yeah, right,
nice.
Dude? So, I liked it a lot, dude. I'm a Magneto fan anyways, and he didn't know he was going to trigger this change in Red Skull to become Onslaught. If you guys don't know Onslaught, the first Onslaught fucking ones were the Avengers died, Fantastic Four died, back in the day, Iron Man, all the heroes.
And yeah, the heroes sacrifice reborn. Himself. Yeah, non-mutants
yeah.
had to sacrifice. So people pretty like much. That got accidentally fucked up. Like yeah. like you said, Fantastic Four, yeah. Spider-Man could do it because he
yeah.
got bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that was good. I liked that one a lot. One of my books of the week, man. Go for it. Anyone nice. Want to go
to? I read a DC book.
Go for it.
Asian DC.
This but, one was a good one. This one was a really good one, dude.
I liked it a lot.
One of my books of the week. Yeah, go for it.
This book was, you know, was really good. I kind of felt a younger crowd maybe for this book.
Kind of. But kind the art was, I love the art, yeah, dude. Yeah, it was
spot on.
Yeah.
Go for it. We got, you know, a regular student named, what was her name? Olive?
Yeah, Olive, actually.
And she's out of school. It looks like a high school type, maybe younger?
You know, like a boarding school?
Boarding school.
So maybe, yeah, like, maybe junior high school with Sean?
Maybe eighth grader.
Well, I would say sixth grade, because Maps looks like she's, like, fucking 10, 12, something 10, like 12. That. 12. Yeah.
So, you know, it kind of throws you into this story where you kind of get a feeling she had some problems over the summer. Mm. She had some problems. We don't know what, but it has to do with Batman.
Yes.
So we get that vibe right off the bat, and she really hates Batman for what I can tell.
Yeah.
She sees the bat signal. Oh, fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. Flips him off. Doesn't really flip him off, but
you know. Pretty much the way she feels about it, yeah.
And she has a real ditzy friend. They get into a they get on top of the trying to look over the town to draw it out.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Cause I'm sorry, real quick. Cause Maps is Olive's ex-boyfriend, or the guy she's seen is his little sister.
Okay.
And we don't know any of their backstory, but Olive keeps saying like, "I'm gonna break up with him soon." But
Maps,
the headmaster of the school, tells them, you know, like, "Olive, you're gonna take fucking Maps under your wing, show her around." Instead of going to school, that's when they enter the bell tower.
The bell tower, yeah. So she's trying to take care of her. As this is going on, Bruce Wayne is actually at the school giving a speech.
Speech.
Yeah. Maps fucks up. She falls. She almost fucking dies.
She really does. So I mean, it's an old bell tower, and Maps like looks over the fucking edge, and she like eats shit, dude.
She's help like, me, please. She's like hanging. So Olive saves her, but well, you know, it's funny because you see in the background Bruce fucking doing the speech, and then you see them hanging for their lives.
Yeah.
She saves her. She's a little knocked out.
Yeah.
She comes. This is interesting. She comes back, like she gets consciousness.
Yeah.
And she sees a figure coming, and she sees Batman.
Yeah.
A figure of Batman, but it's actually Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
So, I'm thinking she had some kind of, you know, fallout in dealing with him. So I don't know if she knows Bruce Wayne is Batman. And I don't know. It's interesting. And then also we find a Peepy Tom watching these young girls.
Yeah, dude. It looks like Wolverine's eye.
Fucking Heart Attack Jack over there.
Yeah, Heart Attack Jack. Welcome to Gotham Academy. It was Gotham Academy, guys. I loved it.
I liked it a lot.
Becky Cloonan is the writer, and Brendan Fletcher is the artist. I'm loving the art.
It's a great art. It's a different type of book.
Gotham story, dude.
It's good. It's like a nice read.
Kids aspect. Like, I don't know if... Well, I mean, it was a fun read. It was a cool read.
Yeah, it was a good read.
I guess it's like the way the all-new X-Men are kind of written right now.
Kind of
that feel.
But not as much drama.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're there at a school, dude. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, great pick on that one, Adam. All right, I love the fuck out of that one, dude. Okay, next one I'm going to hit is going to be Cutter number one, dude.
I like this book.
I like this a lot, dude. Robert Napton is the writer. Seamus Kevin Fahey is the artist. Actually, they're both the writers. I'm sorry. Christian DeBarry is the artist. First of all, it's in black and white, dude. No color whatsoever. Mm. I love it right off the bat. It's a fucking creepy fucking vibe. It starts off the first panel, "Please don't do this," and then it shows some girl with a fucking ginormous fucking shears, and she ends up fucking cutting this dude. We don't know, cut his head off.
Fox, I mean,
they're ginormous shears, and the shears are fucking full of blood, dude. So it goes, starts off with the story that's the new character. It shows a man with his pregnant wife. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, they're watching the news, and we found a murderer over here. And he's like, you know, you turn that off. I don't want the baby to be listening to shit like that. Homeboy ends up going to work. He's confronted by cops. All right, we know you spoke to homeboy who died the other day. We just need you for questioning. It's like, yeah, man, what happened? It's like, well, he's dead. We just want to ask you some questions. Don't leave town. Type of deal. He's like, no, don't worry about it. Just very interesting, though. He ends up calling one of his buddies. He's
fucking
like,
hates him.
Yeah.
Buddies. So.
Well, he calls him in the middle of the night, dude. He wakes up from a nightmare because he has a dream about some girl. Now, he hits up his buddy, again, middle of the night. He's like, meet me at the supermarket. He's like, what, dick? He's like, it's about homegirl. It's like, what do you mean? She's fucking dead.
Right.
So, he's like, come on, man. It's Emily Higgins. He's like, you're fucking crazy. He's like, she's dead, dick. We've been dead for years. And he's like, who else would be doing it? It's her.
Right.
So, very cool. Jeremy is his name. Anyways, the guy he's just talking to, his boy, ends up going home. He sees some girl bent over a car, literally working on her car, dude. He's like, hey, how can I help you? Everything okay? She's like, yeah. He looks, checks her fucking engine. Not the good engine.
Not the good engine.
And she fucking straight up fucking kills him, dude. Stabs him in the back, dude. She ends up going to some little shack in the woods in the forest. And I loved this fucking panel. This whole page I took a picture of on, and put on Instagram, dude. It's just a gnarly fucking panel because it shows her grab a notebook and her crossing off names in this notebook. And then she grabs a fucking straight razor and cuts fucking into her skin.
You see, if you look at the panel too, she crosses out George. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like James' name.
James. It could be Joe. Hopefully it's not Josiah, because that would be not good. So it's weird because even the next day he goes into, the cops are still interrogating him. And one of the cops is, I guess, one of his boys too.
Oh yeah.
You know, they graduated high school and nobody left the town. So he's like, you know, tell me what's going on. He's like, not only were you talking to the first guy who died a week ago, last night we saw surveillance footage that you and your boy. Yeah. So they think he's fucking part of it, dude. And he tells the cop straight up, he's like, dude, I think it's Emily, dude.
Emily Higgins.
And he's, and the cop's like, okay, we'll just don't leave town. You know, we'll get this sorted out. So it's weird because the cut snips, dude, of this Emily, like these nightmares she's having, it's freaky because
she's screaming.
It seems like they did something to this
girl. I thought it was rape.
That's exactly what I thought too, dude. But now, and it could still be.
Could still be rape.
Yeah, I mean, and it looked like a gangbang pop. Like, I don't know, dude. What the
five
fuck?
Five guys, yeah.
Yeah. It's not even five guys, dude. The whole town, and there's girls in there too.
Yeah.
So it so happens, the cop, I don't know, actually, Jeremy gets these people together to meet up, and there's just a grip load of people so he can tell them what's going on. Like, dude, I'm having nightmares about this fucking, this girl, and I think she's coming after us. That's pretty much what the meeting's for.
Right.
It shows the cop, he goes to the graveyard where Emily Higgins, the girl that they're suspecting, you know, is coming after them. He goes to her graveyard, and it's an empty grave.
That's always a bad
sign. Yeah, always a bad thing.
Bad sign.
Now, I loved it again, dude. The no color in it was just a good vibe, dude.
Yeah.
I love black and white anyways, so it was just made it more creepier. We don't know if she's dead, if she's coming back from the dead. We don't know if she's twisted, you know, if they just left her for dead. So it just felt really creepy, and I loved the fuck out of it, dude.
It was a great book. It was had a good vibe to it.
Yeah.
Pick it up. I'm looking forward to issue two. Dude.
Cutter, Top Cow, Image Comic number one. Do it.
Top Cow, wow.
Anything you want to
hit on? That's all I got from me.
Really? Okay, dude. All right, let's do honorable mention, dude. I fucking loved the fuck out of Moon Knight number 8, which is just very fucking cool, dude. The art team is still fucking just fantastic, dude. Brian Wood is the writer. Greg Smallwood is the artist. They did a great job once Declan Shalvey left, dude. I'm loving it. It's just the panel on this play, or the panel play on each of these is weird because it's like cameras on the building, everything that Moon Knight is doing, executing in this comic, it's all like surveillance footage, and that's how the panels are. So it was very interesting to see, and people's cell phones, like, it's kind of how you would see things, how, I guess, quick the internet is to get shit out. It was just very cool. The story was dope. I loved it. Jordi Belair is still doing the colors, but I liked it a lot, dude. It was worth talking about. So pick it up if you guys are still on it. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on it, dude. But I'm liking the team.
We'll see how it goes.
This one, they're doing good, too. So.
Nailbiter was good, too.
Nailbiter was good. You want to hit it real quick?
Real fast. It's, you know, it's a great book. Every month we could talk about it.
Just about, yeah.
This is a filler.
And, yeah, totally.
Totally filler. Really good surprise at the end. We have a woman that wants to have her baby in the town so that it become a serial killer and she can write a book. So it's really crazy woman.
She feels like that fucking, any parents from the, like, the beauty contest for pageants for, like, little girls, like that crazy, yeah,
that crazy mindset. Yeah. She has a baby, but she has it outside the town.
Outside the city limits.
She got fucked on that.
Yeah.
We find out something at the very end of the book.
Mm-hmm.
We see if we find out that Nailbiter is actually still craving fingers.
Yeah.
So he has some guy bring him a handful of fucking fingers. With long nails, and he's just fucking buffet status.
Yeah, yeah. So interesting. I liked it. Still creepy.
I still like it.
Good filler. Psycho bitch with that was pregnant. Like
psycho. And oh, you know what? Next issue has Bendis.
Oh yeah, so it is Bendis in there, dude. Okay, cool. And then the last one, dude. I gotta talk Thor number one, dude. The writer for this is still Jason Aaron. It's not Asad Ribic doing the art anymore, dude. It starts off fucking in a nutshell. Thor lost his hammer, whatever Nick Fury told him on the moon. He's able to pick up Mjolnir. Okay. He has no access, can't pick it up at all. He's a little pussy. I can't pick it up. Mom, I can't pick it up. Dad, I can't pick it up. His son, his Odin tells him straight up, stop being a pussy. And he tries to pick it up himself. He's unable to.
Nice.
They're like, dude, fucking Midgard's getting fucked up. He's like, fuck it. They can fucking handle this themselves. The All-Mother, she's still in charge. She was in charge when Odin was gone. She's like, no. I've been fucking in charge while you've been gone. We're going to go fucking help him out. Nice. So it's just cool because the Roxxon company is deep underwater, dude. I love Malekith in this, dude. He's been working with the Frost Giants.
Okay.
And the Frost Giants are finally on Midgard, so on Earth now, and they want to attack. Malekith told them something like, dude, the humans have something that you guys want that's been out of your possession for a long time. So let me show you where it's at. So he's using them to destroy Earth.
Okay.
Thor goes fucking, he's like, fuck it, fuck this hammer, to the armory. I'm going to grab whatever I can. I'm going to grab some fucking, a slingshot. Because he can't do shit.
Some hammers.
He goes, tries to save the day, dude. And it's cool because once Malekith fucking sees him, he's like, ah. He's like, there's something different about you. Just the way he talks to him like a little bitch. Like, there's something about it. Do you cut your hair? It's the beard, isn't it? It's just fucking funny. And I love Malekith, dude. He starts kicking his ass. They're scrapping pretty good, dude. The Frost Giants fucking break in. And they pull Thor a certain way, dude. They capture Thor.
Okay.
From behind. The Frost Giants are huge. They hold Thor. What happens is something that we've been looking forward to for a while, I guess, dude. Malekith fucks up Thor, dude.
Fuck.
Now, not only can he not pick up his hammer, he really cannot pick up his hammer now. And then it shows Mjolnir back on the moon, and somebody picks it up. Whoever's worthy, blah, blah, blah.
And it's we still don't, so who is it?
If you didn't read this one,
I didn't read it.
Okay. I can send you the code if you want.
I have it downloaded, I just haven't read it.
Okay, cool. I don't want to ruin it for you, because you'll know who it is when you read it, but, the art I didn't care for. It was all right. I guess I'm pampered with Assad Rubik.
Right.
So the art was mediocre at best. The writing is still solid. I'm curious to see what happens with young Thor now, or current timeline Thor. I'm sorry. Odinson's Thor.
Right.
And now we have a new Thor. I'm intrigued. I think I'm still on board, dude.
Okay.
I think I'm still on board, dude.
I'll check it out this week.
It's Jason Aaron, yeah. All right, so that's all I got, dude.
That's all I got, too. So, cool. We did pretty good on comics. Any last fucking...
We are going to Stanley Kamikaze at the end of the month.
I can't go.
We're so there, dude. We got media passes for that, dude. So, Jim Lee's going to be there this year.
I know. Bendis
is Brian Michael there. Bendis is going to be there, dude. So, this time I'm going to try to get an interview with Bendis this time.
How about a comic book sign?
Yeah, dude. Oh, actually, yeah, you got to give me some, because I think I got all new... Number one and number two signed by Pachalo and fucking Bendis now.
On County.
On County, yes, okay. Yes.
God damn.
And so I'm going to get some Guardians right. Number one signed.
Okay.
And so no, dude, definitely, dude, we'll hook that up. And
you know what, maybe homeboy.
What's always Bendis,
in,
Lee?
No, in our chat all the time.
Mike?
Yeah, not Mike.
Gabe?
Jake. Sorry, Jake. Jake's going too, so maybe he may hook me up with some after I forgot his fucking name after five names.
Awesome, dude. Okay, no, we'll just hook me up with something, dude. I mean, I'm not gonna get. I'll definitely get yours signed, dude. Okay. I mean, I think I'm more stoked about getting an interview with him
over
shit signed, dude.
All right, sounds good.
All right, cool. That's all I got, and we're gonna be there at the end of the month, dude. You guys can find us on Instagram at comics_syndicate. I've been posting up some pictures now and then, and on my exploits and. Yeah, it's cool. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
I'm the Beaner.
I'm at the number four, the villain. You guys can find us at the Comic Syndicate. Oh, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Thecomicsyndicate.podbean. Let's try that again. iTunes, Stitcher. Our mobile site.
Mobile site.
comicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile.
Great. That's good stuff. Tired. We're going to end it. We're going to end it there, guys. All right, guys.
All right, thanks for listening, guys.
Keep reading.
Bugs my life. Peace out.